Grace be with you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. We're studying the theme, Making Friends for God, the joy of sharing in his mission. Lesson 3, Seeing People Through Jesus' Eyes. Wednesday. Dealing with difficult people. We are told reports of Jesus talking to people and reactions of these people. For example, Peter and Andrew, fishermen, at this Lake of Galilee. They are here at Capernaum, the city where Peter lived, in the house of his mother-in-law. And there, he was married, fisherman, and then Jesus invites Andrew and Peter to become full-time missionaries. They have heard Jesus for some time. They've been listening with open ears and open eyes. And then the day comes and Jesus says, come, follow me. And they follow. They follow. They really follow. The next story we have a look at, a scribe, so a highly educated person. And this is in the Gospel of Mark in chapter 12. A scribe appears on the scene, verse 28, and asks Jesus, which is the first commandment of all? So he means in importance, not which is the first of the Ten Commandments, but which is the first in importance. Now Jesus answers, the first of all the commandments is, hear, O Israel. Use your ears, hear. The Lord, our God, is one Lord. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. This is the first commandment. Relationship. Loving relationship. That's the point. A loving relationship. And the second is like, namely this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is none other commandments greater than these. When you look at the cross, you have two elements. And it's a symbol. Relationship to your Father in heaven. Relationship to your neighbor. And the relationship to your neighbor depends on this, because this element is fixed on the other. And when Jesus was crucified, there were two criminals on either side. And one mocked at Jesus, but the other one said, don't do that. We deserve being here crucified. But this one here in the middle, he hasn't done anything wrong. And he asked Jesus, remember me when you get into the paradise. And Jesus tells him, well, I say something to you. Today, this very day, I tell you something. You will be there. You will be there. And I hope we will be there. You will be there. Will you be there? It depends on your loving relationship to Jesus.